everybody. Welcome to another shorty episode. This is your shorty for March.
Wow, can you believe it? March 2021 already. Hi, we're back where we started. Like, can you guys believe it? That we're already in March again?
Oh, God.
Oh, life's hard. Am I right?
Yes.
Reminds me of that 2 weeks that we were supposed to have just to, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like, what are you guys going to wear for your 1 year anniversary of two weeks to flatten the curve? You have anything special planned? You going to pop out that glitter eyeshadow that hasn't seen the light of day in a year?
I'm going to be wearing like sweatpants with holes in them.
100.
Probably a tank top since it's been kind of hot here. So
it's been so long that all of my clothes are actually out of style now.
I saw a tweet that was like, I wonder what our going out purses think happened to us. Because, you know, like you have your big purse that you take with you everywhere. And then you have your like little, I have like a little purse that I used to just put like my phone and my cards and my lip gloss go to the bar. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that purse has not seen any action in a full year. Wow.
There's so much of my closet that hasn't seen any action in a full year. Like I moved last year during all the shenanigans. And I'm like, those clothes have not been worn in over a year. A vast majority of my closet is just waiting. It's on pause.
I feel like people are going to fall in one of two camps when this is over. They are either going to fall into the never wearing real pants again camp, mm-hmm. or they're going to fall in to the camp that I will be in, which is extra, extra, extra mm-hmm. everywhere I go for the rest of my life.
I'm going to dress like I'm in an episode of Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm.
And,
every day.
You know, just as extra as possible, I think.
Fake eyelashes, full face of makeup.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Okay.
Like, look, I have a live interview next on Wednesday this week, and I'm nervous for the people who are going to see me because it's, I mean.
Oh, same. I've got one on Monday and Tuesday. I drug Eric around with me yesterday to go shopping for new outfits, despite the fact that I just said I have clothes that I haven't worn in a year. I still had to get interview outfits. And I'm like, I'm sweating. I like stalked one of the people on Instagram to like, I deep dove. I was like, what are they like? What can I do?
What are like, people even wearing now? Like, that's the other part of it as well. And this pandemic, despite having not really gone anywhere, has not stopped me from buying clothes. Like, mm-hmm. I have bought clothes. Like, why? I don't know why. It's on sale. It's cute. I've bought clothes and they're just sitting in my closet waiting for their time to shine.
It's that dopamine that we talked about. It's like, you know, there's days packages come and days they don't. So
right.
Oh, and man, looking forward to a package arriving. Oh man, it's just what a high, you know, like just refreshing that track package like 18 times. Like anytime I know an Amazon package is like due to arrive, the number of times I check that track package link just to see how much closer, how many stops away it is from my house. It's so sad that this is where we are as a people.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, do you guys want to get into a would you rather?
Sure.
Definitely.
Dude. Okay. So here's a list of would you rather questions. So I'm going to pick one. Would you rather have edible spaghetti, hair that regrows every night, or sweat maple syrup?
Oh, spaghetti hair. 100%. You got a snack? You got a snack. It regrows. So you also have a snack for tomorrow. And you're not sticky all the time. Maple syrup sweat?
That would be so sticky.
I don't like sticky. Sweat is sticky enough.
Yeah.
But you smell good.
For spaghetti hair, too. But I mean, is it just on your head or is it everywhere?
Oh, no.
Just literally have worms.
Spaghetti pubes.
So when you have a spaghetti bush,
Oh, God. I hate it.
It'd be easier to shave. I mean, that shit really just snaps right off.
Wait, so wait. Sorry. I was picturing like cooked spaghetti. Are you picturing like dry spaghetti?
Oh, God, could you imagine? It's like porcupine.
It's just sticking straight up. Just poking like people in the eye.
Baby's in the mood for bolognese tonight.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah, oh, only God. If his dick is made of meatballs.
Oh, I hate it. I mean, both options are not ideal, personally.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, but you're right. It's the stickiness that gets it for me. Also, I'm going to, an unpopular opinion, I don't love maple syrup.
It smells good. I love it.
I like it on the things you're supposed to put it on. Like, I like it on French toast or waffles or whatever. But I mean, that's really all it's good for. What else do you use maple syrup for?
Right.
That's really it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would smell good, though. Like I said, it would be a yummy.
And yeah, you would taste good. You would smell good. You would taste good. But like, what happens if it's too hot? If it's too cold? Like any, I feel like there's a lot of factors, like temperature differences
at night,
could cause
bed.
A lot of problems. You'd be stuck to anything. Imagine taking like public transportation. What are you getting stuck to your body? If you're covered in maple syrup? Absolutely not.
Yeah,
you'd have to shave your head because your hair would get stuck. No.
Yuck. 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 And you'd ruin all your clothes all the time because sweat stains clothes bad enough. But can you imagine like the maple syrup stains that would be all over your clothes on a hot day?
Who is out here picking that they would rather sweat maple syrup? Would anyone rather sweat maple syrup?
I need to know.
Yeah, because I'm just like, I feel like the spaghetti hair is much easier to take care of.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it would become a trend that's in too. You know what
I mean? Spaghetti
hair? Yeah. Do all kinds of stuff with that, I'm sure. Okay. Well, hey, I'm going to start us off with stories.
Okay.
This one says, I took a girl to Red Lobster and she left midway through, but she ordered like $40 worth of food. So I had to eat a meal for two, and some waitresses came up to me singing happy birthday because they got sent to the wrong table.
Oh, no.
So I was there alone with a mountain of food and these people singing happy birthday to me as I was basically crying and stuffing my face.
You know what? No. Like, honestly, until it got to the happy birthday part, I was like, I'm not seeing the downside. Like, you got extra food. You were probably going to pay for it anyway. So now that's all your food. You can take that home. You can munch on it later. Like, that's leftover food for you. But there is it's a really sad image to think of someone sitting alone
by themselves
with a pile of food. Like a whole like lobster feast dinner.
Just crying.
Oh my God. They're like, it's lobster fest and it's just a huge mountain bunch of Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I like to picture him in one of those bibs. Just like a bunch of melted butter.
Yeah, and just like shit dribbling off his chin because he's not worried about people seeing him and then all of a sudden.
But also, okay, if you're gonna ditch a date, don't do it after you've ordered. That's extremely rude. I mean, it's rude regardless, but like, why do it? Why order and then leave?
Okay. Also, I have to blame Red Lobster a little bit because who goes over to a table to sing happy birthday knowing that person's by themselves?
Person.
Like, what?
But you know what? I bet you people who work in the service industry get all kinds of weird requests like that. Like, I'm sure.
Yes. What if she said something on her way out the door? How fucking fucked up is that?
That person's like, a sociopath. She's evil. Like, I'm leaving. Also, it's that motherfucker's birthday.
Deuces.
Bye.
I ordered the most expensive thing on the menu. Steak and lobster, bitch. Bye.
Damn. What'd you do?
Cold-blooded. Okay. It was a first date with a friend of a friend. I was told he was a fellow cat lover and that I would love him. So he picks me up for dinner and his cats are in the back of the car.
Oh. Weird. I mean,
as a cat person, I'm like, my cats would never, first of all.
No.
Right.
A little strange, but I went along with it. His cats get violently cat sick, covering the entire cat and myself in vomit.
Oh,
we didn't make it to the restaurant. But also,
what were you gonna do with the cats?
Exactly.
Are you just leave them in the car while you're eating? That's so bizarre.
It's so bizarre. Weird. So bizarre.
No.
Dude, I hate that. All right. Well, went on a date with this guy my friend had set me up with. We were both in college. He takes me out to eat and afterwards tells me to swing by his house. He has to swing by his house to pick something up. I'm like, no problem. We pull up to his house and a lady is there throwing his stuff out the front door and looks pissed.
Uh-oh.
I asked, who's that? And he said, oh, that's my wife. But we're getting divorced soon. Let me go talk to her. We're like 20. A wife was definitely never mentioned. And I had to sit in his car while he spoke to her. All the while, she's shooting daggers at me like I'm somehow complicit in this whole thing while she continues to dump stuff on the ground.
Dude, there are a few things that I can think of that are probably more volatile than a 20-year-old divorce. Like, 20-year-olds getting divorced.
Ooh. Oh, the worst. You know, it has to be the worst. I mean, you're... Ooh.
Emotions are high, like mm-hmm. hormones are high at that age.
And maturity is low.
And maturity is low, and it's a divorce, which is a high pressure situation.
Yeah. Wow. Woof. Afterwards, I asked him to take me home immediately. A few days go by, and he asks me out again. I politely decline, saying I think that we should just continue being friends. He then goes on a rant how I don't want to date him because of his wife, well, and that that'll soon change, and I'm being selfish for not giving him a chance. Yep.
Okay.
Nope. Bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. Well, you know what? That's a mature reaction on her part at 20. Yeah. Be able to be like, you know what? This seems like more trouble than it's worth.
I'm going to smart. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like mess. No.
Messy.
That's okay. Okay. My date wanted me to spend the weekend on his boat. Oh, humble brag. It was about the sixth date, but warned me it didn't have a toilet. I said, no problem. I have a sheepie.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's one of those funnels that you hold up to your badge. Yeah, okay.
I already tried my sheepie out at a music festival and felt supremely confident about my stand-up to pee abilities.
On a I boat, was, though.
I decided, a standing pee expert who could blithely do my business anywhere that a man could. Turns out that using a wee funnel is a lot harder on a boat than it is at a music festival because boats rock. I was peeing up at the bow when the boat rocked and my sheepie went askew, sending wee cascading over my knickers and shorts. I panicked and couldn't get the sheepie back into its proper position. The wee kept spraying through the gaps like a sprinkler. There was no stopping the relentless torrent.
Oh no.
My date was at the stern fighting a fish, so he saw none of this. I snuck into the cabin, changed my knickers and shorts, and stuffed the wee soak ones into a Tupperware container. They sat there in the summer heat for the next 36 hours until I got home to wash them.
Oh, no, you throw those away now.
Throw it away. Thank you. There's a lost washing those. After three washes, they still reeked and I had to throw them out. I was so embarrassed that I didn't tell my date for 4 years. Now it's now her boyfriend. So it did actually have a little bit of a happy ending.
That's
so
amazing. Oh gosh, that's hilarious. But like also, wait, how long were they on this boat? Because she said 36 hours. Were they on the boat for like 2 days? Peeing is one thing, but it's like, what if you have to take a shit?
Are you shitting over the side of the boat?
Oh,
or do you just not eat any fiber and hope for the best?
Oh, no.
No coffee on that boat at all. No red wine. We're staying away.
No red wine.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. This one just made me laugh. This date was my worst and weirdest. I still can't figure this girl out. I met her in class, and after we talked for a few weeks, she told me she had an annual pass to Disneyland. So we made plans to go one night, and the entire time we were there, I felt like she was trying to escape. Like, she just ran everywhere from me. I had to chase her to every ride we went on. When I asked her what was going on, she told me that she always runs.
Oh.
Okay. Bitch, don't go to Disneyland with me and make me chase you around like a goddamn squirrel. Like,
right?
I just love the idea of somebody who just runs everywhere. Like, that's their method of, like...
Just jogging runs. Everywhere. Oh. All right, so this was about 10 years ago. Met a guy from Plenty of Fish after having talked to him for a couple of weeks. We had a few mutual acquaintances, and he was local, so when he suggested a hike at a popular trail for the first date, I agreed. He showed up with flowers and a teddy bear, which seemed sweet. So, like, are you 18?
Is this a first date?
Yes.
A teddy bear is a little strange. I feel like once you become an adult, like we discussed, like, the only teddy bears you need in your life are your childhood ones.
That's right.
I don't need new ones. I'm covered.
Kind of like clutter. Yeah.
So I left them in the car while we went on our hike. About 3/4 of the way through the hike, we were having a good time, and he suggested to go off the trail a little bit to sit by the river. While we're sitting watching the water, he puts his arm around me. I expected a kiss. Instead, he said, "I could murder you right here and no one would know." Then he laughed and leaned over and kissed me. No.
Not a funny joke, bro.
Not funny. Luckily, another couple walked by us, and he checked his watch, then suggested dinner. Figuring it was the best way out, I agreed. Once we got to the parking lot, I suggested we take separate cars to the restaurant, and the first opportunity, I drove home, thankful to be alive. He blew up my email, first angry, then apologizing, then demanding payment for the bear and flowers. I stopped dating online for a while and only met at restaurants. Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you literal really bullet. Did. You really did.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm like, I'm not trying to roll the dice with my life by going on a hiking date with you. Like, we have to have known each other for years before I'm like, this is chill for me to go into the woods with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't fuck with woods on the date.
Yeah. I do think, though, the fact that they have mutual friends made it seem probably a little bit more acceptable. I mean, like, oh, you know people I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm not blaming her at all. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
Like, me personally. Also, the fact that I'm, like, sweating and huffing and unable to breathe, like, is also part of why I don't want to hike on a first date. I don't look cute.
Okay, so I have a very, very short one. Okay. It's just one sentence.
Oh, great.
He says, she brought her friend with her on the date, and I caught head lice from one or both of them.
Oh, no.
Like, were you on a date in the third grade?
Did you all try on each other's hats?
You know, that also goes with, like, what we were talking about last week about, like, the way we respond to, like, germs and stuff now post-pandemic, you know, where I'm just like, man, bringing a date back to your apartment nowadays has got to feel so bad.
Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that just happened at my neighbor brought some girl home from the bar. And he's like walking with his mask on, and she's like, she's a little tipsy, like drunk. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, usually guys like don't like really like me until I start talking to me. Like, I think I'm cute, but like guys really think I'm cute when I start talking and have a conversation. And this guy's like, like, she's just going on and on. I was like, oh, I remember my 20s.
Oh, no.
Solid, like, would have been me. I might as well have just had a flashback. I was like, oh, God.
Dude, yeah. I love that. I miss being able to go to a bar and, like, awkwardly see people trying to pick each other up. It's chef's kiss.
Oh,
it's
memories.
The best grass vacuuming there is.
Apparently, it is happening. So.
Ugh. Well,
how? There aren't any bars that are open.
I think because you know where I live, Keegan, like up the street on Ventura, I think there are bars open up there.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, apparently you can be open. You have to sit outside and they have to serve food.
some sort of food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So as long as they're doing that, they're allowed. So it's just like, I don't know. And I'm still not okay with it, but you know,
it seems unwise, is what.
Yeah, yeah.
But Chris was like, "It's just a COVID den over there."
That you're bringing into your apartment. Like, that's the thing, is I'm just like, man, bringing people home nowadays, I'm like, I don't know what you're bringing with you. Are you bringing head lice? Are you bringing bed bugs? Are you bringing the Rona into my house?
I read a story on Reddit today where somebody got scabies.
Stop it. I didn't know people still got scabies.
I didn't either.
Are you a pirate in 1827?
That's scurvy. Like,
what?
That's scurvy. Oh, scurvy. Like, bitch, drink your orange juice. What the fuck?
Oh, oh my gosh. Well, if you guys have stories for us, go to our one-stop shop of a website. It's myworstdatepodcast.com. And we love you so much.
Cheers.